Blessed Sabbath, everyone. We were having a little bit difficulties, but praise God, at least some people can be able to see this live. But those that are able to see this live, may y'all help to be able to read for those that cannot can be able to hear the message. A blessed Sabbath to all, especially those that are on the phone and that will be listening to the recording later. This is the beginning of the Children's Sabbath School Lesson. This is number 52 on this day, November 30th, 2013. We will begin our opening song with a scripture song, and it's taken from Psalms 100, verses 1 to 2. And it's called, Make a Joyful Noise Unto the Lord. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, O ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gate with thanksgiving. And into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. And dear one, remember, it is He that has made us and not we ourselves. If anyone of their family or little ones, mommies or daddies, would like to have opening prayer, double up.
Father, I thank you for this year to have us for today. I thank you for this year to wake us up this morning and get a very blessed Sabbath. I pray that you can be able to bless us, the brothers and sisters who are far away, who cannot make it. Let us be able to understand life and well and to be thankful for things that we have or could have asked for. I pray that you can be able to guide everyone safely through their ways. Is and even when in their surroundings or wherever they are going. Forgive us all for our sins and iniquity on Christ's lecture, and let us be able to keep on continuing our work, earth that will read and praise your salvation. And I pray you be able to keep everyone and safe from all natural disasters, earth like tornadoes and stuff. I pray you be able to guide everyone to the right path, that way they can be able to see your kingdom. This is my prayer and personal. Amen.
Amen. We will open our study with Matthew chapter 2, 1 through 2 from the King James Version, and it reads, Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born, King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. This week, boys and girls, we will begin a new chapter in our lesson book entitled, We Have Seen His Star. If anyone of the dear family would like to take their following scripture, bubble up.
Numbers 24:17. I shall see him, but not know. I shall behold him, but not nigh. There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and shall smite the corners of Moab, and destroy all the children of Sheph.
Amen. The following one is Hebrews 11:8, and it says, By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after received for an inheritance, obey, and he went out, not knowing whither he went.
Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots.
Isaiah 11:2. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord.
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 5. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Amen.
2 Samuel 23:4, and he shall be as the light of the morning, when the sun riseth, even a morning without clouds, as the tender grass springing out of the earth by clear shining after rain.
The following scripture is taken from Matthew 2:7, and it reads, Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared.
Matthew 2:8, And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring word again, that I may come and worship him also.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, brethren, for your cooperation. We will continue our study in the lesson book, The Fire Ages, chapter 6, and we will be discussing page 59 to 60. So the first paragraph of Desire Ages 59 is the first paragraph. And it reads, Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him.
Desire Ages page 59. The wise men from the east were philosophers. They belonged to a large and influential class that included men of noble birth and comprised much of the wealth and learning of their nation. Among these were many who imposed on the credulity of the people. Others were upright men who studied the indications of providence and nature and who were honored for their integrity and wisdom. Of this character, there were the wise men who came to Jesus. Amen.
Praise the Lord. The first question in our study is, boys and girls, where was Jesus born and where were the wise men from and where were they called? If you know the answer to this question, then one bubble up.
The answer is in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, and the wise men were from the east were philosophers. Desire is page 59. The wise The glory of God is ever shining amid the darkness of heathenism. As these magi studied the starry heavens and sought to fathom the mystery hidden in their bright paths, they beheld the glory of their Creator. Seeking clear knowledge, they turned to the Hebrew Scriptures. In their own land were treasured prophetic writings that predicted the coming of a divine teacher. Balaam belonged to the magicians, though at one time a prophet of God, but the Holy Spirit he had foretold the prosperity of Israel in the appearance of the Messiah, and his prophecies had been handed down by tradition from century to century. But in the Old Testament, the Savior's advent was more clearly revealed. The Magi learned with joy that his coming was near, and that the whole world was to be filled with a knowledge of the glory of the Lord.
Amen. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph.
Desire of Ages, page 59. The wise men from the east were philosophers. They belonged to the large and influential class that included men of noble birth and comprised much of the wealth and learning of their nation. Among these were many... Sorry, I'm just trying to read it from the phone. Among these were many who imposed on the credulity of the people. Others were upright men who studied the indications of providence in nature and who were honored for their integrity and wisdom. Of this character were the wise men who came to Jesus. Desire of Ages, page 59.2.
Praise the Lord. So I have two questions. The first one, if boys and girls, how did these magi or wise men behold the glory of the Creator? And where did they turn to seek clear knowledge? If you know the answer to that question, bubble up.
The answer is, these magi studied the starry heavens and sought to fathom the mystery hidden in their bright paths, and they turned to the Hebrew Scriptures.
One more question, boys and girls. What did the wise men see in the heavens when the glory of God flooded the hills of Bethlehem? And what was the star the wise man saw? If you know the answer, bubble up.
The answer is they saw a mysterious light, and as it faded away, a luminous star appeared and lingered in the sky. And the star was a distant company of shining angels, but this the wise men were ignorant.
Praise the Lord. So we're going to learn a beautiful memory verse song, and it's taken from Numbers 24:17. Lord. So let us continue in our reading. We are in Desired Ages, page 60. Anybody would like to read the paragraph?
Desired Ages, page 60. As by faith Abraham went forth at the call of God, not knowing whether he not. Hebrews 11, verse 8. As by faith Israel followed the pillar of cloud to the promised land, so did the Gentiles go forth to find the promised Savior. The eastern country abounded in precious things, and the Magi did not set out empty hands. It was the customs of effort presented as an act of homage to princes and other personage of rank, and the other riches gifts the land afforded were born as an offering to him in whom all the families of the earth were to be blessed. Amen.
Amen. So, dear one, I have the last questions in our study. Boys and girls, by what principle did these Gentiles go forth to find the promised Savior? And why did they journey by night? If you have the answer to that question, bubble up.
The answer is by faith. As Abraham went forth at the call of God, not knowing whither he went, as by faith Israel followed the pillar of cloud to the promised land. And it was necessary to journey by night in order to keep the star in view. But the travelers beguiled the hours by repeating traditional sayings and prophetic utterances concerning the one they sought. Amen.
Praise the Lord. So let's learn a beautiful quote song from the Spirit of Prophecy together, dear one. Lord. So let's continue with the last paragraph in our study. It's from Desired Ages, page 60. This is the third paragraph. any of their family would like to take the paragraph, go up.
Gazara's agent, paragraph, page 60. They have reached the land of Israel and are descending into the Mount of Olives, with Jerusalem in sight, when lo, the star that has guided them all the weary way rests above the temple. And after seasons faded from their view, with eager steps they press onward, confidently expecting the Messiah's birth to be joyful burden of every tongue, but their inquiries are in vain.
Praise the Lord. We thank God that the Lord, with all His power and might, allow us to continue and finish our children's Sabbath school lesson. Next week, we will continue with part two in our lesson book, We Have Seen the Star. If any one of the dear family would like to have closing prayer, bubble up.
Our Father, thank you for this theater. Have us for today. And thank you for this theater. Make us here to face this blessed chat. I pray that next time no trouble causes it to go mixed around. Bless the able to understand right from wrong and to keep the studies that we learn in our minds, that we will be able to reveal the same way to others who have not known about it. Let us be able to understand that we know that you have had the power to help us. Let's be able to do great things. And I pray you go to help everyone if they ever feel kind of hard or have any problems in their lives or with someone else who's done something to them. Forgive us all for our sinful making our class experience, and let's be able to be. We pray easy everyone and to pray that this world may change or repent. This night and this person, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We have come to the end of our study of chapter 6, We Have Seen a Star. Next week, on Sabbath, December 7, 2013, we will continue our third. God bless everyone, and may you all have a blessed Sabbath. And hope that the children will enjoy the activities. And if you have a moment during the Sabbath time, you can be able to go through with them with a PowerPoint that they will be able to continue being blessed by the presentation. God bless everyone. And for those listening on the phone, thank you for being here and hope you receive a blessing. Amen.